Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Mad Dog Englishman Joe Cocker bringing us back. 17 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. I have a great visit with TJ Fox. He's a new friend, Senior VP and President of Verizon Business Markets. And we're talking about digital transformation and the role that mobile plays in all of that. TJ, thanks again for being here. When we're thinking
Thank
about
you,
what's...
Thank you, Jim, for having me.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you. Thank you for your report. And when we think about the future of connectivity, when I think of mobile, I use mobile, as I told you off the air, I use mobile for basically all of my connectivity wherever I go in the world. But at home, even in the office where I have a, you know, I have a lot of bandwidth coming into the building here. But mostly what I think of it is as just another extension of me, another way of, it's part of my tools. But when I think about the future, we got 5G coming at us, we got new apps coming at us, we got new ways of paying people, receiving money from people, lots of new stuff coming at us. What's your report on that?
Yeah, look, I think that connectivity obviously has changed the world over the last 100 years and over the last 25 years, especially mobile connectivity. But as you kind of mentioned in prior segments about larger enterprises, and what's happening is businesses, both large and small, are taking advantage of cloud computing. Yeah. Which is allowing them to be very mobile in what they're doing. Well, you need to make sure that you have that mobile connectivity that will give you that flexibility, the adaptability to be moving around in a very secure way. And the 4G networks, the 4G LTE networks that Verizon provides can really take advantage of that. But, Jim, you're kind of hinting at what the future holds and 5G. So as we're continuing to invest in different versions of 5G, whether it's our nationwide, whether it's our ultra-wideband, this is the ability, especially in ultra-wideband 5G, to have broadband-like, fiber-like type services across the United States, which gives customers optionality, both small and large, to take advantage no matter where they are.
Let's break down the two kinds of 5Gs because, you know, I'm a sort of a dangerous expert slash amateur. I'm a frustrated broadband expert. I've been covering it for a long time. I'm working on some projects for my community. But 5G is, on some levels, 5G is very cool, but it's very limited. Are you telling us that there's another version of it that's not as limited?
Yeah. No, I think that we announced our nationwide 5G, and that covers a couple of hundred million folks if you have the right mobile devices.
Yeah.
I have a Samsung device that I've had for over a year that is 5G nationwide. We announced 5G nationwide on stage with Apple when they announced their most recent version of that. And then the other piece of 5G is our ultra-wideband. And this is, it's going to take us some time, and we've announced numerous cities where we have it, and we're expanding the breadth of the network for both home and business. And we're trialing it now in 3 cities for businesses, small businesses, to take advantage of this. And it's going to provide optionality and currencies of a fiber-like without having to, quite frankly, dig up, the ground to put fiber to businesses, small and large, across the United States.
So, of course, mobile is fiber dependent. Mobile doesn't go to the internet on its own; it has to go there on fiber. So you got to have fiber somewhere fairly nearby. But so 5G is the cool stuff that doesn't penetrate as far, it doesn't travel as far. What's the difference in the original 5G and the Ultra?
So the nationwide 5G we have has a very similar coverage area as our current nationwide LTE coverage. Mm-hmm. And provides higher speeds, lower latencies. The ultra-wideband, as you described, all of this needs fiber, but it's the final few miles that's always the hardest, Jim, as you know.
Last mile is the problem.
And to do that in a mobile over-the-air environment provides incredible advantages for the customer, as opposed to, like you just said, you have a laptop that's connected. Well, if your fiber is into the house and you know, or your business, and all of a sudden you're operating a restaurant in the parking lot, you know,
right.
In a tent, you need to have that that mobile environment, or your delivery folks are moving around, or your technicians, or your HVAC folks. That's where it's super important. And
what would a 5G connection do for me that 4G won't?
Well, it really just depends, Jim, on the business, right?
Is it a bigger pipe? Is it higher quality, less latency? What is it?
I think the killer application in ultra wideband will be the ultra low latency mm-hmm. for edge computing. And then the second thing will be just the amount of capacity and speed that it will provide.
Right.
But that latency piece,
and this,
machines talking to machines,
yeah.
Do not like latency.
IoT, Internet of Things, folks. You've been hearing me talk about it for a long time. That's what 5G is all about. 5G was made for IoT, and IoT is your future. Tim Till, right back with TJ Fox. He's with Verizon.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.